Welcome to Mystical Perspectives. I'm your host, Reverend Cindy Paulus, and I've been studying the teachings of Dr. Paul Masters for 50 years with the University of Metaphysics. I love it. It's called Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, Practical, Mystical, and Spiritual Inspiration Applied to Your Life. And what I do is I take a page and I meditate on it for a week. I read it. I come up with some poems that relate to it, messages, and then we share them together here. And I love this particular one. It goes way back. I remember learning about this when I was a teenager when I started. It's on auric energy fields, yours and others. I'm going to start with the affirmations from the book. If you have the book, it's on page 39. Origin. I understand that the source of all auric color energies originate in the first primal light energy of the universe, the first creator of unmanifest spirit or God, the Christ light or its equivalent in other spiritual traditions. I'm repeating that. I understand that the source of all auric color energies originate in the first primal light energy of the universe, the first creator of unmanifest spirit or God, the Christ light or its equivalent in other spiritual traditions. From light comes everything, and I'll be going into the fact that not only are there energies that are color energies, there are clear light energies. I see auras, and I have seen auras since I was 15 years old after I had an enlightenment experience. And many people who have died and come back see auras as well. But they're not always with colors. Sometimes they're just that light, that Christ light, or variations of the light. The next one is on colors. I understand that every color has its own energy frequency. Short and simple. This is so important, though. I mean, it goes into everything. Every sound has its own color frequency. All of energy has its own frequency and color. So repeating, I understand that every color has its own energy frequency. And this also relates when you meditate and you close your eyes and you see colors. It relates to each of the color chakras. Each has its own energy frequency. Thoughts. I understand that certain color energy frequencies correspond to the nature of thought energies, positive, negative, or variations of either. Repeating. I understand that certain color frequent energy frequencies correspond to the nature of thought energies, positive, negative, or variations of either. Now, again, if you were looking on your third eye and seeing different colors, they relate to your thoughts. They also could relate to what music is being listened to or where you are. The color energy frequencies correspond to those thought energy frequencies. So when you see auras, you can even tell that the energy and the color frequencies change when a person gets angry. I'll be going into more of that. Feelings. I understand that certain color energy frequencies correspond to feelings felt, positive, negative, or variations of either. Again, repeating. If you wish to repeat, you can too. I understand that certain color energy frequencies correspond to feelings felt, positive, negative, or variations of either. And this brings up another element of auras. Auras are not just made of one color. They're like clouds in the sky. They change, and they have varying colors. They have a combination of colors, depending on the light coming from them. The next one is inanimate objects. I understand that beyond the human aura, inanimate objects such as rocks or anything that exists may have its own auric field, either originating from within it or as a result of contact with outside energy fields. Reference psychometry. This is a very important thing. Again, people who have come back from life after death states, or in my case, it was an initiation or illumination state. You see light around plants. You see light around rocks. You see light that exists around everything. It's kind of what you see like more like when you're on the astral plane. Repeating inanimate objects, affirmation. I understand that beyond the human aura, inanimate objects such as rocks or anything that exists may have its own auric field, either originating from within it or as a result of contact with outside energy fields. The next one's interactive awareness. I maintain an awareness in my life daily that my auric energy field can be interacting with the auric energy fields of people and objects exchanging positive or negative energies. Now, if you were going to see this from an energy standpoint or a higher energy looking back on you as without a body, you would see how these energy interacts. I maintain that an awareness in my life daily that my auric energy field can be interacting with the auric energy fields of people and objects exchanging positive or negative energies. The next one's auric protection. This is an important one. Whenever I feel that I might be subject to taking in negative auric energies, I imagine or visualize a radiant white protective Christ or God light all around my physical body. We'll be doing an exercise with that together a little after the beginning here. I do this every day, and I think everyone should do it around themselves and their cars or a plane when they're flying. Repeating, whenever I feel that I might be subject to taking in negative auric energies, I imagine or visualize a radiant white protective Christ or God light all around my physical body. Now, if you're an empath, you can really take on the energy awareness. And if you go, to a concert or in a crowded room or in a waiting room of a plane or a train, you can really pick up a lot of energy. And it can actually, you know, if you're feeling insensitive, your auric energy can be very sensitive to that. And you really do need to remember to put that radiant white protective Christ or God light around your entire physical body. And then after you're through with being around all that, you need to also make sure you cleanse yourself of any energy that you've taken on. Next is personal. I understand that auric color energy, stimulated by the personal ego, is constantly in motion and changing. Repeating, I understand that auric color energy, stimulated by the personal ego, is constantly in motion and changing. That's like a fast-flowing river, you know, or there's energy where there's more stimulation from what's going on because of the ego, and it can be very, unlike still waters. Spiritual, I understand that auric color energy frequencies of higher consciousness, such as God, eternal love, wisdom, and mystical knowingness, remain a constant in the auric field. Repeating, I understand that auric color energy frequencies of higher consciousness, such as God, eternal love, wisdom, and mystical knowingness, remain a constant in the auric field. Well, let's look at that like this. You know, we're spirits in form. Okay, so we wear different clothes, you know, and they change. You can change even the color of your hair. Right? But what you are inside, within that spirit within the body, that does not change. And it's the same with the auric color energy frequencies. You have your auric color energies that doesn't change. The next ones, and the last one, is meditation. I understand that my daily practice of meditation makes me more aware of what auras I am coming into contact with, positive, negative, or variations. And repeating this last one, I understand that my daily practice of meditation makes me more aware of what auras I am coming in contact with, positive, negative, or variations. Now again, like I was saying, as you have spiritual experiences, you do become more aware, you become more intuitive, and you become more sensitive as well. And you begin to understand that you do have to be in constant awareness and even react like a conversation with the energy fields around your body as you feel yourself taking on a negative vibration. Or be open if you're experienced to a positive vibration. There's so much to the aura or the human energy field. It's been called, well, an emanation that encloses the human body or any, and animals, of course, or even objects. And the aura is described as an etheric energy field around all living things. I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you probably remember this song. I remember when it came out. The Beach Boys put out that song, Good Vibrations. That was all part of this. When this became aware, when people started understanding auras and Carillion photography later, there was a whole thing about good vibrations. And that song the Beach Boys put out called Good, Good, Good Vibrations, well, that was part of that whole awareness time. We're all vibrating to these different frequencies of energy, and we can be putting out good vibrations. And people may want to be around those good vibrations, or there are people who actually might want to use those any vibrations. There are people who will take that energy and try to draw it from you. But as we said, all frequencies and energy vibrations vibrate with different colors. You know, all living things that need oxygen to survive have an aura, but as we said, plants, I guess they need oxygen, even rocks, though, can have that magnetic energy field around it. And you can tell. You don't have to be psychic to tell when you feel the vibrations of happiness, love, or anger, or upset, or hatred. These colors are so important to be aware of. I see not colors, you know, and I guess they're different. There's like the Christ light. I see auras in a clear light that's like the light you see around a candle or in paintings of Jesus or Mary, like a halo. But I see them as if they're living energy of colors, almost like you'd see in an oasis, right? And I see them in different shapes around the head. If I look in the mirror, I can see my aura in kind of three circles of energy that go up about 4 feet around my head, but then there's a clear, a brighter, kind of intense, almost mirror-like light right above my head. Now, all the energies I see and these around other people are different and different shapes, just like different pieces of artwork, sculptures, or clouds, as I was saying. But some people do see the colors. I just see them as clear. It's interesting, when I go in an airport, I see more auras in an airport than I do when I'm in my regular everyday life. But I've gotten so used to them that until I focus or really now look for them, I may not even notice them. But I wrote this poem after meditating on some of these messages. You wear the colors of the rising sun with gold of the brightest energy. You wrap rays of violet round your magic and cover me with your infinity. Let the blossoms of your secret garden heal the heart that life has scarred. Let the song of your soul's vibrations sing in tune to the frequencies of the stars. For you are the opening to the highest light. You are the purpose that directs all life. For in the Christed mind there is the truth of truths defined. So, yes, our souls have colors. In fact, in Alice Bailey's books, she talks about the seven different rays and how the rays hold different energies and that people carry different energy rays, of like seven rays of being. And we're going to go a little bit into those rays. You're wondering maybe what your color rays are. Well, think about what you like to wear. What colors are you drawn to? Those are probably rays of energy that you are part of. Of course, life is full of color, and on the path, you know, you're going to have colors in your dreams, colors that you wear in your clothes, colors that you like, colors that you're attracted to, colors that if you see in a photograph or painting that you feel you're aligned with. So those are probably the colors that you are in tune with as far as your energy vibration ray and maybe even your aura. As we mentioned, you have to be aware because it's although we just see bodies when we're in a crowded room, or maybe if you're stuck in a waiting room, as I said, or on board a plane, your auric energy is bumping into other people's auric energy. And it's really interesting how you can be very, very sensitive to that. If I do yoga and someone puts down a yoga mat, they come after I come and they put a yoga mat just like a foot away from me, I have to literally move. I have to be about 3 feet away because I will just take in all of their thoughts and their energies and everything. I wrote this poem as well. What are the colors of your soul? What are the frequencies you're in tune with that radiate forth the show? The living light of heaven's rainbow is alive with each thought that energy holds. Each breath gives us the power to be a living ray of dancing dreams that spins round and round this cosmic wheel till all the different colors merge on the palette of this earth as the mystic art of God divined the infinite museum of space and time. So going briefly over what some of the colors can be, similar actually to the chakra colors. With the red aura, we know in the chakras is the base aura. And if you see red colors or have an aura that has a lot of red, that reflects your personality, which could be more sexual. It could be the energy of the Mars planet more. Could be the mantra of the red aura saying, I'll try anything once. Energetic individuals, enthusiastic. And they love food and travel and sexual interchanges. And in the pink aura, people are by nature loving and giving. They love to be loved too, and they have a lot of close friends and family. And they have a high regard for health with a good diet, nutrition, and exercise. The orange aura is a gregarious, generous, social being. They love to be in the company of others. Green is very highly creative and hardworking and are kind of used to having things in nature, that energy of healing, and they're very much in tune with the earth. The green aura individual has a fine eye for beauty, and they like beautiful things. Having a blue aura or energy field can be a part of your personality trait that you are attuned to emotions and moods of others. You're very sensitive. If you have a lot of purple, it can be as mysterious, magical, and secret. Can be philosophical and intuitive. You know, this is interesting too because we don't have just one color in our auras. We have a combination of colors, and they change. This was becoming aware and accepted more as it was a wonderful Russian electrical engineer named Simeon Kirillian and his wife that first observed patients in the hospitals that were getting medical treatment from a high-frequency electrical generator. They noticed that when electrodes were brought near the patient's skin, there was a glow similar to that of a neon discharge tube. And the Kirillians conducted experiments in which photographic film was placed on top of that, a conductive plate. And then another conductor was attached to the hand or a leaf or a plant. And then they were energized by that high frequency voltage power source. And it produced photographic images showing a silhouette of the object surrounded by an aura of light. I remember George Harrison had an album and he put out using Carilion photography around his hand. It was very purple and pinkish. But there's a whole world of energy out there, and if you're an empath, it'd be very, very helpful to be aware that it's important to shield yourself with that white energy. Let's just visualize this right now together and how this works. In the morning, what it's good to do is if you can do a meditation, that's really the best time to do this. You breathe in, you do a couple of clearing breaths, and you breathe out, releasing anything that's in your mind. Relax, and then picture this brilliant white light coming from the source of God. And picture it coming right down into your crown chakra and through your entire body till your entire body is lit with this energy of light. Now see this beautiful white brilliant light become extended around your entire body so that you're encased in this white light from head to toe as if you're an egg. You were in the inside of an egg, and there was this whole field of light around you. And that light should extend out 3-4 feet. If you're extremely sensitive, now let's try to put a gold light around the white light. A gold is one of the highest frequencies of the Christ light. So put that light around the white light. Now, if you could see yourself, you would be inside an egg-like shape. Your body, just a small part, and around you this brilliant white light and gold white light around it. This is your protective energy field you should be working with. It's also good to do before you go to sleep at night. I do it when I take plane flights. I do that same white light around the entire plane. It's a very, very helpful thing to do to protect you from negative energy. And, you know, it's good to reinforce it throughout the course of the day, especially if you're having a long day, and especially if you're around negative energy. I'll do the last poem I wrote here this week. Life is shimmering with light as radiant rainbow colors illuminate with the heavenly sky. Creation comes to bless our lives. Each breath of spirit brings the gift of life. Each circle that turns from day to night comes with the preciousness of this very moment in time, the chance to live and learn and accept who we are, the love of God in human form. We are beings of light. We are beings of spirit. Tune into the highest vibration of that light and spirit every day and protect yourself and share that light that you can to others who need it as well. I'll end with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer as we do each week. It's the Aramaic interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not be affected by negative energies. Let us indeed be in tune with the highest energies. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed and trust and faith. Today's talk was based on the Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters in his latest book, Practical, Mystical, and Spiritual Inspiration Applied to Your Life. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen today, and I hope it's been of some help to you. God bless you, and have a blissful day.